Leading our news this morning, Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has been released without charge after 4 days in custody. Police had been questioning Mr Adams over the 1972 abduction and murder of Jean McConville. Mr Adams has again denied any involvement in her murder and questioned the timing of his arrest. Treasurer Joe Hockey has moved to head off a damaging row with the mining industry, assuring miners the diesel fuel rebate will not be cut in next week's budget. In leaked correspondence obtained by the ABC, one mining boss warned a cut would be more damaging than the mining tax. In Ukraine, hundreds of pro-Russian activists have stormed the police headquarters in the southern city of Odessa. They've freed dozens of people who were being held over the weekend's deadly violence. More than 40 people died in those clashes, most of them in a building that caught fire. A 29-year-old woman has been arrested and charged in Sydney during a counter-terrorism operation. She was taken into custody at Sydney Airport on Saturday night, just as she was boarding an international flight with her four young children. Now, police won't say where the woman is from or where she was travelling to. At least three people have died and dozens have been wounded in two explosions in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. The blasts ripped apart two buses, which were packed with people at the time. This is the second terrorist attack in Kenya in as many days.